Thank you, Leah, and good morning, everyone. Western Persian, also known as Modern Persian, Iranian Persian, or Farsi, which is the official denomination in the Iranian constitution, is spoken in Iran and by minorities in Iraq and the Persian Gulf states. Farsi is the predominant and official language of Iran. Eastern Persian varieties, known as Afghan Persian or Dari, where it is one of the two official languages along with Pashto recognized by the Afghan constitution, are spoken in Afghanistan. Dari is spoken by about 50% of the Afghan population as a native language, but it's used by many more. While Farsi and Dari are in theory the same language, Dari is the old way of speaking Persian, and Farsi is more modern. If messages are only shared in one dialect or the other, people might miss some key words. However, for interpretation purposes, if you have a Dari or Farsi speaker, they should be able to interpret for both. In general, Persian immigration came to Europe in two distinctive waves, before and after the revolution of 1979. Iranians who emigrated before the 1979 revolution were mostly students, while those who left after the revolution were mainly exiles or political refugees. The industrialization drives in the 1960s created a need for educated and skilled labor in Iran. Despite a rapid growth in the enrollment of college students, Persian universities could not absorb the large number of high school graduates. Thus, Iran became one of the world's premier exporters of college and university students, most of whom pursued higher education in the advanced industrial countries of Europe and North America. In comparison to students, there were fewer economically motivated immigrants, since employment opportunities were in those years abundant in Iran. Although students initially were temporary migrants, they formed the original links in the subsequent migration chains of Iranians. After the 1979 revolution, many students decided to settle abroad. In the 1977-1978 academic year, about 100,000 Iranians were studying abroad, of whom 36,220 were enrolled in U.S. institutes of higher learning. The rest were mainly in the United Kingdom, West Germany, France, Austria, and Italy. In the 1978-1979 academic year, the number of Iranian students enrolled in the United States totaled 45,340, peaking at 51,310 in 1979-1980. The second wave consisted of a more sizable number of Iranians than the first. While the earlier exiles fled the revolution, the later ones included whole families escaping the war between Iran and Iraq. The exile outflow has continued to this day. At the end of 2005, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR, estimated that there were 111,684 refugees, asylum seekers, internally displaced persons, IDPs, and other persons of concern from Iran. The countries hosting the largest populations of Iranian refugees were Germany, 39,904, the United States, 20,541, Iraq, 9,500, the United Kingdom, 8,044. The Netherlands, 6,597. And Canada, 6,508. The distinctive characteristic of this wave is the rise of asylum applications lodged in Europe. In 2004, Iran ranked 10th among the top countries of origin for asylum seekers across Europe. 55% of the total Iranian asylum applications in 2000 were submitted in Western European countries, including the United Kingdom, Germany, Belgium, Austria, and the Netherlands. In 2001 alone, there was a 300% increase in the number of Iranians seeking asylum in Britain. Furthermore, in 2004, Iran was the top nationality of asylum seekers to the UK, accounting for 10% of all applications. Preliminary observations indicate that these migrants often come from smaller provinces outside of Tehran, and that they often face greater obstacles to integration in their host societies. Given that European Union countries have made it difficult to obtain asylum, Iranians who are not recognized as refugees often go to another country, remain illegally in the country where they applied, or return to Iran. Diasporas are rarely homogeneous groups, and the Iranian diaspora is no exception. Although the exact size of the diaspora remains unknown, a common yet disputed estimate of its size is 2 to 4 million people. Regardless of size, the Iranian diaspora is extremely heterogeneous with respect to ethnicity, religion, social status, language, gender, political affiliation, education, legal status, and timing and motivation for departure, ranging from political to socio-cultural to economic. In terms of ethnic origin, while the majority of the Iranian diaspora are authentically Persian, there are also large communities of Azeris, Kurds, Assyrians, Turkmens, Baluchi, and Armenians. This ethnic diversity parallels linguistic heterogeneity with large populations of Turkish-speaking Iranians. A religious divide also exists between the majority, who are Shia Muslims, and the minority groups, such as the Baha'is, Jews, Christians, Zoroastrians, Sunni Kurds, and Baluchi. In the aftermath of the revolution, political divisions among supporters of the former Shah, groups such as the Mujahideen, and apolitical groups, intensify the competition among different visions for the future of Iran. However, the heterogeneity of the diaspora is not a recent expression, but rather mirrors the internal diversity long rooted in the homeland. According to a formal report of the German government in 2006, about 15.3 million inhabitants of Germany, that means around 18.6% of the total population of this country, are foreign immigrants. The same situation can be found in the UK, France, and Australia. After the 1979 revolution, some Iranians immigrated to Western Europe and Scandinavia as political defectors. However, more recently, Iranians from different social classes have migrated all over the world, with education as their main goal. At present, Iranians are dispersed in all parts of the world and have created what has been called the two torn parts of the Iranian nation, which, despite some similarities like language, history, and cultural inheritance, are far in lifestyle, while their mutual cultural and social influences are are and remain important. The study of attractive areas for Iranians shows that the forced immigration in recent times was that of the Armenian immigrants to Caucasus and Iranian workers to Baku, Kuwait, UAE, and other Arabic countries.